Good morning and greetings again in Jesus' name. This morning I would like to share a story with you of something that happened in my family when I was younger and at home. I believe it was a winter morning and we were going to butcher some chickens today. So out came the axe and to the chicken house we go. Get some chickens, take them to the chopping block, cut their heads off, and we go to the barn, go to the coziness of the barn. It was cold outside. It was decently warmer inside, out of the wind. So we were in the horse stable, and I mean, the whole family was there, basically. I don't know how much everybody was there, but right down to the little ones. And I remember my brother Simon, he was something like 3 years old, and he was happy to help like three-year-olds usually are. He was right there. He wanted to pluck some feathers off too, and there he was, got his chicken, pulling some feathers off, throwing it into the horse stable, and a three-year-old mind doesn't always connect things, doesn't always register the way older people do, and well, he thought it'd be fun to throw some feathers at a horse. Sure, why not? Grabs a handful of feathers and throws it right at the big workhorse right in front of him. And for whatever reason, the horse did not appreciate it at all. And before we knew it, those hind feet, big old burly, stocky hind feet. They came flying back through the air, I mean with power and with speed. And they were aimed at Simon, little boy Simon. They were aimed at him full force. And the Lord was very merciful. Those hooves, they flew right over the top of my little brother's head, so close that they sent his hat flying. But he was untouched. No pain, nothing. Great big scare, yes. Scare for everybody. How thankful we were for the mercy of God. I believe that God directed those hooves to not hit Simon. It was so close. If you'd try to hit somebody and not hit him completely, I mean, if you try to do that same thing, just have a horse kick at him and send his hat flying, you're just not going to manage. So we were very thankful for the Lord's mercy. I'd like to talk a little bit about mercy this morning. We're all in great need of mercy. Some people see it more than others. Some people feel like they've got their act together, and why would they need mercy? The Lord God is a God of mercy. Let me read in Exodus 34:6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children and unto the third and to the fourth generation. God identifies himself as a God of mercy. And I know him to be a God of mercy. Do you know him to be a God of mercy? Do you realize your great need of mercy? We all need mercy very much. There are countless mercies in every day. Sometimes I'm talking about just natural physical mercies now. Sometimes we realize that we were narrowly spared from something, like my little brother Simon. Other times, we never see the danger, and God takes it away. God protects us. He keeps his protecting hand over us. And we never realize how close we were to great danger. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught us, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And we all do need mercy very much, especially spiritually, especially because of our sinful nature, because of our sins that we have committed. We need mercy. So we need to show mercy to others also. Those that have no mercy for others will not get mercy for themselves. And usually they feel like they have their act together. They feel like they would never do the dumb stuff that other people do. And they look down their nose at everybody. And they don't have mercy for others because they are proud, they're haughty, they feel like they are in control of their life. But we're not in control. Jesus taught us if we forgive, we will also be forgiven. And being merciful and forgiving go very closely together. If we feel like there's hardly any sin in our life and that we're in control of everything, and the things we do that are wrong, we always justify them because somebody else did a greater evil to us, that type of thing, then we do not have the right concept of the greatness and the fearfulness and the awesomeness and the holiness of God. And if we don't have a right concept of God, then we don't have a right concept of ourselves either. And then we feel like we are basically good. That's humanism, to think that humans are basically good. It's not true. We are rotten. We're sinful. We're wicked. We've turned our backs on God, and we've rebelled against him. It's a great, great wickedness, deserving an eternity in hell. But so many times we don't see it, and we don't cry out for forgiveness and for mercy. And we don't extend mercy to others the way we should. So it does go hand in hand very well to be merciful and to have mercy. God promised that we will be blessed if we are merciful, because we will also obtain mercy. And we all do need mercy. The publican, standing in the temple, smote his breast and cried, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And just a little bit away, and just before that, there was a Pharisee that stood and prayed. And he thought he had his act together. He thought everything was going just fine for him. He thought he was in control of his life. He thought that God would surely acknowledge him as being quite a holy man. And he was so thankful he's not like all those other people are. And he stood and prayed thus with himself. Listen to that. He prayed thus with himself. He wasn't even so much praying to God as he was praying with himself, and he was praying to be seen of men. He said, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And then it goes on to say how the publican reacted. He must have heard this self-righteous, self-pious man praying, and He says he was standing afar off. He would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven. He was greatly under conviction, I see, and he realized he needed mercy. He smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. The one sought for mercy, and he got it. The other just wanted the praise of man. The other thought that he didn't need mercy. He had everything together. But he wasn't justified before God, because his sinfulness was great also. All of us, without Christ, are in great sin. Even if it doesn't look so bad on the outside, it's still in our hearts. Anger and lust, and covetousness, greed, all those things are there in our hearts. And if we would have free rein and people weren't around us watching and there were no restrictions on our life, there were no barriers to get across into sin, who knows what all you and I would have committed in this life. So we must thank God for the safeties that have been put into our life. We recognize our own sinfulness and cry out for mercy. And in the meantime, extend mercy to others. One of the ways we extend mercy to others is by not condemning in things that God doesn't condemn, by judging according to God's judgment. I think my time's up. I pray that God would be merciful to us today, and that you would walk in his mercy and extend mercy to others and treasure the great gift of mercy. God bless you.